Gina Carter from her album Rhythms of the Heart. We heard the track called Mandingo, recorded back in 1998, featuring Regina Carter on violin. Just a great violinist. Richard Bona, definitely you could hear his contribution to that track on vocals and bass. Let's see, Romero Lubambo on acoustic guitar. Kenny Barron on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Louis Nash on drums, and Mara Casales on percussions. Yeah, really a fine album, and that is a great track to start out tonight's show. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and we've got a couple hours of great jazz music here on WHUS. And actually, this first set, I've got some great ladies of jazz. We're going to continue on with a brand new one from Grammy winner Esperanza Spalding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, that was cooking, smoking. Christine Jensen, it's great. Christine Jensen, alto saxophone. Dave Restivo on piano. Ken Babase on guitar. Fraser Hollins on bass. Gary Ritchie on drums. I'll have to say, I really don't know any of those players other than Christine Jensen. We've seen Christine and her sister Ingrid Jensen, a great trumpet player. But yeah, that is really cooking. Name of that track is For Tom Harrell. Huh, so that's written for the great trumpet player Tom Harrell. And the name of her album is Look Left. I believe, yeah, she's out of Canada. And I guess in that case, she's playing with some great Canadian jazz musicians. But definitely heads and shoulders above that group is Christine Jensen, really carrying it with some great sax playing. Before that, we heard from another woman of jazz, Esperanza Spalding, from her album Chamber Music Society, one that garnished Esperanza a Grammy Award for Best New Artist, even though that really is her third album. It is really a fine album. I really hadn't been thrilled with Esperanza's previous release, but when I heard this, very unique sound, very, very creative arrangements. So Esperanza Spalding, definitely someone to watch for in the years ahead. All right, I'm still kind of tapping my feet over that Christine Jensen song, and it reminded me really of another hard bop album that I had listened to, I think back in the 70s or early 80s when it was released. I remember having it on vinyl as well, a double album from Chick Corea. So we're going to hear something from that album. The album's called Inner Space. We're going to hear Straight Up and Down. That is some early Chick Corea, circa 1966. Chick Corea would have been about 26 years old at the time, before Bitches Brew, where his career started to change and morph and take off. But he was a serious player early on in his career, as he was throughout his career. I don't want to take anything away from later Chick Corea, who I definitely love and adore as a jazz musician. But you got to hear some very early Chick Corea there from his album Inner Space. Name of the track is Straight Up and Down. That one features just a tremendous, tremendous group. Joe Farrell on tenor sax, really killing it there. Same thing with Woody Shaw on trumpet. Steve Swallow on bass. Drummer Joe Chambers. Also on that album is Ron Carter and Grady Tate and Hubert Laws. And a really fine group there, Chick Corea, Inner Space. Hope you dug that. Before that, I mentioned it already, but before that you heard from Christine Jensen. Just wanted to mention that was Claire's pick. That's going to be a weekly feature on the show. Those who listen know Claire is with me here just about every week, and we're going to feature one of her picks or perhaps a set of hers in the weeks to come as a regular feature. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into some new players, some new young players on the scene. We're going to start out with Mike DeRubo, a New Haven native, from his latest release called Kronos, a really fine organ trio album. We're going to hear Lucky 13. We'll be right back. That is J.D. Allen and his trio from the album Shine. Definitely one of the more mellower tracks on the album, because most of that album is just, off the charts smoking. But that was a very nice track to hear after the one before it from Mike DeRubo. But let me get back to J.D. Allen's track for a second. As I said, the J.D. Allen trio, which Claire and I went to New York City this week to see, and definitely he blew us away. Playing at Small's Jazz Club down in the East Village, West Village in New York City. J.D. Allen Trio is J.D. Allen on tenor sax, Greg August on bass, and you could hear there what a fine bassist he is. And Rudy Royston on drums, you really couldn't hear him going out all the way, but Rudy Royston, one of the great drummers around today, and we actually heard him both on that track and the one before it. And the one before it was from Mike DeRubo from his brand new album, Kronos. And we heard the track Lucky 13. And that one is Mike DeRubo on alto sax, Brian Charette on Hammond B3 organ, and Rudy Royston on drums. So you got to hear Rudy Royston in a couple very different settings there. But that cat can definitely play on the drums, man. All right, time now is 6:48. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond here on WHUS. Hope you're enjoying tonight's show. I'm enjoying bringing it to you, for sure. We're going to continue on. More music, right? Yeah. Another new album came out recently, and this is from the Mason Brothers. And the Mason Brothers are Elliot and Brad Mason, who play trombone and trumpet, respectively. And we're going to hear from their new album, which is called Two Sides, One Story. And we're gonna, the track you're going to hear is 24/7. We'll be right back. Time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. That is Stacy Dillard from his album One. I believe it's his first album. Perhaps that's why he called it One. And Stacy Dillard features Stacy on tenor sax, tenor and soprano sax, James Hurt on Fender Rhodes, Craig Magnano on guitar, Amin Salim on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. And you heard a track from that called Three Sides, Old Faithful. And before that, we heard from the Mason Brothers. Two Sides, One Story is the name of their album. And we heard a track called 24-7. And let's see if I can get the personnel on that one. That's Brad Mason on trombone, Elliot Mason on trumpet, Antonio Sanchez just killing it on drums, Scott Colley on bass, Dave Kokoski on piano. And I don't think I heard a saxophone on that particular track, but on that album also has Chris Potter, one of the best saxophone player is playing out there today. Yes, time now 7:08. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging the show tonight. Let's see. Let's talk about a website, huh? Our website is www.jazzandbeyond.com, and if you head over there, you can see a link that'll take you to my podcast, so you can subscribe to my podcasts via iTunes or play them right off the webpage. You can check out the playlists. You can click on the links. If you like what you're hearing, you can click on the links to purchase some of this music. And by doing so, you not only support these great musicians who are having a rough time making ends meet in today's economy and the state of the arts and the state of jazz, you can also, by clicking on those links, support this podcast. So if you see something you'd like and you feel like you want to buy those, before you head over to iTunes or Amazon or something, check out my webpage and click the link and purchase it there. http://www.jazzandbeyond.com. And also check out this fine radio station's website. You can do that by going to whus.org. And there you'll see all of our DJs, you'll see blogs, you'll see playlists, you'll see a lot of interesting things. It's a really good, unique website, so I definitely would recommend you head over to whus.org. If you click on blogs and click on jazz and click on blogs, something like that, you'll get to see all the jazz-related blogs, including many of my own, some record reviews and other things that I've blogged about on WHUS. So please check that out. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We're going to move on now to some Albert Rivera, a local favorite here. Definitely a great sax player. He put out an album recently called Inner Peace, and you're going to hear the title track from that album.